Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to Prospering in the Psalms with Dr. Manetta. This is day 16 of this 150-day journey to wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity in the Psalms. We are excited to be back with you this day as we travel through the Psalms. I want you to grab your Bible. Yes, your Bible, your book of wisdom. Also, something to write with and something to write on. Because today, on day 16, we're going to be looking at Psalms 16, the joys and benefits of prosperity, the joys and benefits of prosperity. And so, beloved, if this is your first time listening in, I invite you to go back and listen in to our archives. We started this journey August the 1st, and we will continue until December 31st of 2016. We don't want you to miss as we come to you and sharing out of the Psalms, the richness of the Psalms of prosperity. And so that's why I'm inviting you, go back and listen in to our podcast. That's what I was trying to get out. Listen in to our podcast of what the Word of God is speaking to us regarding prosperity. And if you're part of my Facebook family, I encourage you to visit my page as I post, as I share about prosperity. I've shared with you over the last 2 weeks the definition of prosperity and other words that's in the Word of God that's related to prosperity, but just have a different perspective. And I call it my circles of prosperity. I have a page where I've listed those words, which are blessings and prosper and glory and success and favor and goodness and riches and abundance and wealth and peace and fatness and flourishing and multiply and reward and gold, silver, treasure, plenty, increase, benefit, bountiful, promotion, fruitfulness, enlarge, and largeness. See, these words represent the different aspects of prosperity, because prosperity is really a hot topic. It's a very important subject that we all need to study because it is God's will that his children prosper. And so just to recap, as I share over the last 2 weeks, there are scriptures throughout the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation in relationship to prosperity. And one of our key passages of scripture is found in Psalms 35:27. For your hearing, let them shout for joy and be glad that favors my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continuously, let the Lord be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And so, beloved, hear me loud and clear. God takes pleasure in your prosperity. That's right. And so that's why I encourage you to go back and listen in to last week's and the week before podcast, and for you to have a greater insight and revelation to prosperity. What is prosperity to you? What is the meaning of prosperity to you? And so as we look at these various related words, I also share with you some of the words in the Hebrew as well as the Greek for prosperity and those key words as they relate to prosperity and their definition. So as we continue this journey. I don't know about you, but the Word of God says, beloved, in 3 John 2, I pray that you prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. Amen. And then Psalms 118, verse 25 says, as a prayer, O Lord, send prosperity now. Oh, it's an exciting journey, beloved, because when we look and we have a greater revelation to God's prosperity, I'm not talking about worldly possessions, but I'm talking about God's prosperity. Let that just sink in your heart, in your spirit. Meditate on what God is speaking through his word in the Greek and in the Hebrew, that you would have peace, shalom, that you would have wisdom, amen, that you would have power and you would have wealth and that you would have favor and you would be happy, that you would have strength, God's prosperity. And so as we continue to study out even today's message out of Psalms 16, I'm going to read verse 7 and verse 11. Psalms 16, verse 7 and 11 for your hearing. Verse 7, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand pleasures forevermore. This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen, amen. But I want you to go back and in your journal or in your Bible, highlight or circle or underline the word bless. I really want you to go back and read the entire Psalm 16. Amen. But in our allowed time, I just want to highlight these two particular passages of Scripture. And then another underline that God has given me counsel. The Lord has given me counsel. He's given me direction. He's given me instructions. And then in verse 11, I want you to underline, and in thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy presence is fullness and joy. And so today, beloved, I just wanted to highlight the joys and benefits of God's presence. The joys and benefits of God's presence. As I read out that roll call of words that are related to prosperity, benefit, this one, blessings or blessed, blessings and blessed are related to prosperity. Wisdom is related to prosperity. God is giving you counsel. He's giving you wisdom. He's for instructions for you to obey. So this is an exciting time as we read Psalm 16, as we are prospering in the Psalms, prospering through the Psalms, that you would look at it from a different lens. That God wants you to have spiritual blessings. See, they're already in your life and upon your life. So you want to prosper physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, relationally, in every aspect of your life. And so God is not against prosperity. Let me repeat that again. God is not against prosperity. God is not against you prospering. God is not against you being wealthy and rich. God is not against you having abundance, okay? Because we can look at the scripture. He said that he came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He meaning Jesus. And that wealth and riches comes from God. That's right. First Chronicles 29. Then, beloved, we know that God spoke to Joshua and told him, study my word, just like we're doing. Study my word. Meditate on my word. Never let it depart from your heart, from your mind, from your spirit. And then you will prosper and have good success. Then we know God answered Solomon's prayer request for wisdom. But not only did he give him wisdom, but he made him one of the wealthiest men in the earth. So God is not against prosperity. So when we think about this Psalms 16 and the joy and benefit of a life lived in the presence of God, lived in companionship with God, walking with God. So, beloved, that we can really enjoy these benefits now. I'm talking about right now, in the earth, in this natural body, that we can enjoy the benefits. We can enjoy the prosperity. That's what I want you to understand. That's one of the words that's related to prosperity, just a different aspect. You know, in the natural, when you work at a job, they offer you what we call a benefit package, right? That's like the bonus. That's like the gravy. That's like the additional, I call it the golden handcuffs for some. So you may have 2 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks of paid vacation. You may have a health package that nowadays you have to pay 50-50, or some packages you have to pay it all yourself. But you may have dental and vision. You may have educational reimbursement. You may have the benefit car, automobile usage. It just depends on the structure of that company and your benefit package. Well, beloved, God has a benefit package too, the kingdom benefit package, and that you can experience and enjoy these benefits now and eternity. Oh, I think this is a great deal, that we can enjoy the benefits, God's prosperity now in the earth and eternally, because we have to shift our mindset of what our perception is, our ideal, and our belief, our understanding to prosperity. But most of all, God's prosperity, because we have rejected God's prosperity. When he says in that Psalms 35:27 that he takes great pleasure, he takes great delight in the prosperity of his servant. Oh, beloved, if we would just receive the revelation of what God is speaking to us in his word through the power of the Holy Spirit for clarity, for discernment, and for revelation regarding prosperity. We have rejected God's benefit package. Oh, but I'm here to say, and I don't know about you, but maybe you'll join in, that you want God's benefit package, his package of prosperity flowing in your life, in your family's life, now and eternity. Amen. So when we look at these two verses, verse 7 and verse 11, I just want to highlight from a scriptural point, from a biblical point, what the psalmist is saying to us this day. He said, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel, who has given me wisdom. And for those that may be listening in, I live at 5 this morning and yesterday morning, we talked about wisdom, godly wisdom. He has given me counsel. He has given me wisdom because the Word of God said there is safety in a multitude of wise counsel. Wise counsel, companions, advisors, coaches, teachers, instructors. So, beloved, we want God's counsel. That's what David was saying. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel, my reins, my directions. Also, instructs me in the night season. So, beloved, when you think about reins on, let's say, a reindeer or a cow or some type of oxen or horse, rein, that gives the guidance and the direction to the driver. Okay? So, David says to us, my reins also instructs me in the night season. Beloved, it's really human nature to make our own plans, our own directions, and then we ask God to bless it. But I'm saying to you this day, what we should do, instead, we should seek God's will first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto us. We've heard that before. We've quoted it before out of Matthew 6:33. But by constantly thinking about the Lord and his way of living, we will gain insight. We will gain revelation, discernment, and clarity that's going to help us make the right decisions and live the way God desires us by communicating with him through his word, through prayer, through intercession, by the power of the Holy Spirit. If we are communing and communicating with him, we allow God to counsel us and to give us wisdom. See, beloved, do you know in the Word of God it says, wisdom, wealth is the crown of wisdom? I ran across that and I was like, wow, what God is speaking to us is we are to prosper, because that word wealth ties in to prosperity. And so as we continue to travel through this journey of prospering in the Psalms, let us look at verse 11. Our time is coming to an end. But as I said, the word says, thou wilt showest me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. In thy presence is fullness of joy. That's a part of your prospering. Amen. That God takes great pleasure in your prospering. prosperity. So, beloved, as the psalmist is speaking to us, David found the secret to joy. True joy is far deeper than happiness. See, happy is the man. Happy is related to prosperity. We kind of interchange those two, but I want you to understand true joy is far deeper than happiness. See, we can feel joy even in spite of our deepest trouble. And happiness, as you probably have heard and know, see, happiness is temporary because it's based on external situations. And when we quote out of Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Think about that. The joy of the Lord is my strength. That's internal. You could be physically weak, but strong in the Lord. So joy is internal, deep within, connected to your spirit, which is one of the fruit of the spirit, while happiness is external. You may be happy because you got a promotion. You may be happy because you got some possession, a car, a new house. Nothing wrong with those things. But, beloved, the newness will wear out. The repairs will come. The cost factors will come. See, so it's based on external circumstances. But joy, J-O-Y, the joy of the Lord is lasting because it's based on God's presence within us, internal. And so when we think about prospering in the presence of God, being in the presence of God, the joy and the benefits of prosperity. See, as we contemplate God's daily presence, we'll find contentment. As Apostle Paul said, I've been abound and I've been abased, but most of all, I've been content. So in other words, Paul said, I've had a lot and I've had very little. But even in those states, I found being content my strength. So as we prosper in the Psalms, as we prosper through God's word, that the joys and the benefits are for now and eternity. I don't want you to miss that. So as we understand our future God has for us, we can experience true joy and benefits and prospering in our lives. Amen, 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 amen. Father God, we just thank you for this word. This day, the 16th day of our 150-day journey to prospering in the Psalms. Lord, we pray that this word would be sealed in our hearts, our minds, our spirits, oh God, that it will multiply back to every hearer, oh God, every child of God, that it will be sealed in their spirits, in their hearts, in their minds, that, Lord God, the manifestation of your prosperity will come forth in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Beloved, we pray that you have been blessed, you have been strengthened, you have been inspired, you have been encouraged, and you have been empowered by this word on this glorious day that the Lord has made. As we continue to take this journey of prospering through the Psalms, prospering in the Psalms, and remember, what the word of the Lord has said, that our Lord God takes great pleasure in your prosperity. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I close with this prayer. May the peace of God, the love of God, the protection of God, the provision of God, and the prosperity of God be upon you and your household. That is my prayer for you this day. In Jesus' name, go in peace. Shalom, shalom. God bless each of you. We'll be back tomorrow.